We're cooking up some recipes, gonna give them a spin. If you're messing with top rope chefs, you can never win. Woo! We'll be leaving you in the kitchen, wishing you were beaten, battered, and fried. And we'll be cooking up some main dishes, desserts, and yummy things on the side. Can you take the heat? 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 Can you take the heat?
Top rope chef.
Welcome to the season premiere of Top Rope Chef. My name is Bradley Jones. With me, as always, is Jacqueline Maynard.
Hi, friends.
We're back.
Yeah, baby. We are back at it. Thought you got rid of us? 3-year hiatus? That's nothing.
No way. JR can't put us down.
Nope. He might have put us down and out for it. Let's blame his cookbook. He had to take a 3-year hiatus. 2 years? 2 years.
It's our recovery period. Yeah. So what are we doing, Jacqueline? Are we doing another cookbook? What are we doing with this season of the show?
We're taking it to the next level. Vince McMahon is retired. Triple H is in charge. It's a whole new ballgame. To the best of my knowledge, we're just competing against each other.
That is correct. Right? To decide who is the top rope chef, we're going to be doing weekly challenges. It may be you. Weekly challenges for this month. We're going to do 4 weeks in a month. At the end of the month, we'll do like a wrap-up period. If there's a fifth week or whatever, don't worry. Don't worry about it. I understand that there's not all four weeks in a month. What am I trying to say? Oh, we're competing. This month will be breakfast. We have challenges set up against each other in the form of eggs, meat, bread, and drink. Mm-hmm. I'd be on the camera there. We're also on YouTube now, so you can watch us on video. That's also part of the new rebrand here.
Yeah.
And we're just going to see whose recipes reign supreme, as they say in the Iron Chef world. And mm-hmm. you will be voting on it through our Instagram, through our email, through our Patreon, through our Twitter, any way you can. Interact with us. Let us know which recipe you think is the best. If you make one, let us know. That'll be fun, too. And then we'll figure out every month we'll compete for the Top Rope Chef Championship belt, perhaps. Are you drinking anything today? We usually start our show like that. I got a new Waterloo Spiced Apple Cider drink, which tastes like a non-alcoholic cider. It's very delicious.
Spiced water is interesting. It sounds...
Yeah.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's like watered-down cider, like real bad watered-down cider with a little bit of carbonation. Waterloo.
Real bad cider. Okay. All right. I'm keeping it classic with breakfast, and I've just got some coffee here that I spiked with a little bit of Irish cream because I didn't know if we were supposed to be doing alcohol drinks or not. So.
Well, one of our drinks later will be an alcoholic drink.
Yeah.
Let's get right into it with the eggs.
Do you ever eat eggs for breakfast just on themselves?
So here's the thing about me and eggs as of recently. I have developed a little bit of an intolerance to eggs. I wouldn't call it an allergy or like maybe not even an extreme intolerance. I forget there's like whatever the lowest level of not liking a food or being able to eat a food is.
A sensitivity?
I have a sensitivity to eggs. Mm-hmm. And so I have to be very careful that I'm in a place that I can, if I eat an egg and something bad happens, I'm ready to go without getting too much into the details.
So. Yeah. I'm in the same boat as of this year.
So maybe it just comes with getting older. Your body just starts to reject the food that you love. So
when I was little, I used to not be able to eat eggs because I would just throw up. Oof. A lot of things made me throw up as a little bit. Hey, everybody, welcome back. Here we go. and then I was fine. I was eating eggs all the time. And now all of a sudden, again, they have to be like just so. If it's not the right style of egg, I'll get like sick. But I also haven't been able to figure, it's like depending on my mood. Like if I'm feeling a little tired, then I can't just have eggs. I have to have like a hash.
Yeah.
Or like a breakfast burrito or, you know.
At night, I'm usually better. So I usually try to, if I eat eggs, I do like a breakfast for dinner kind of thing.
I mean, that's the way to go anyways.
Yeah, for sure. But also I tried like taking out the whites, doing just the yolks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Didn't seem to matter.
Or just the white. Just the white seems to be worse.
Maybe not. It seemed to have.
I don't know.
It seemed to be both bad, and I don't want just the whites or just the yellows. So
no, I'm just gonna not eat and the hard. Egg. Yeah, hard boiled seems to be even like the worst for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like I just can't have that. That's just not happening.
So with all that, we made eggs. I ate a little bit of one of them that I made, and then I did not eat the other one, but I made it for someone else in my home for it.
Okay.
I challenged you to a tag team match for the eggs. So we each got to make two different kinds of eggs.
Yep.
We'll go through one at a... I'll go through one, you go through one, and we'll flip back and forth.
All right, sounds good.
So here's the way I grew up eating eggs and loved eating eggs, was in the form of a quiche.
Yeah.
This is the way my mom made eggs.
Yeah.
She would add milk. I don't add milk to mine. I add spinach and cheese and sometimes like bacon or a protein if I'm feeling froggy. Today I made mini quiches in a cupcake pan.
That's a cheap shot. To make them cute? Size manipulation.
So
I'm looking in the tag team rules. I don't know if that was part of it.
So if you want to fill 12 cup muffin cupcake tin, I actually have a really good muffin tin that's super nonstick, so I don't even spray mine down, but you could spray it down if you want to. Six eggs, one bag of spinach. It could be frozen or it can be fresh. If it's frozen, let it thaw. If it's fresh, you have to cook it down with some butter.
If it's frozen, do you squeeze the water out?
I do.
Like drain it?
Or okay. I cook it. I just like cook it for a little bit, and that usually tends to take the water out. But you're totally right about there being just like too much water inside frozen spinach.
Yeah, I made that mistake once.
And then I use like a cup of... I've been having one type of cheese in my fridge mostly, and it's Kobe Jack. Because I feel like it just covers all the bases.
Yeah, it really does. It's got you got the cheddar, you got the Monterey, you can do a Southwest thing, you can do a classic Americana thing. Yeah.
I feel like it hasn't been bad for anything. There's probably like a better cheese for certain things, obviously like mozzarella for a pizza.
For sure.
But like
just straight up super sharp cheddar.
Oh yeah. If you're making like macaroni and cheese or something, you want to do something very specific. Yeah. But then I'm getting a special cheese. Yeah. But my always on hand cheese right now is the Kobe Jack. So that went in the my quiche. I don't add water, I don't add milk. I do add a little bit of salt and pepper.
Mm-hmm.
I found that six eggs was perfect enough to fill each of the trays, and I also like scooped it with a spoon to make sure they were all even. I cook 30 minutes, 350. Those things pop right out, and you just store them, and you just eat them whenever you want to.
What did you use for a crust? Because you didn't mention a crust. Or did
crustless quiche!
Ah, gotcha. Okay. That's very fancy.
But I think if I was like trying to do something on my own, I'd maybe put like a piece of meat at the bottom of it or something, like a piece of salami or a piece of prosciutto or something, and just like as like the bottom of the quiche. But you can go. It's a keto quiche, I guess, by accident. I'm not specifically eating keto, but
I thought you said taquito quiche. That's something you would see on TikTok.
Wait, I should have made the keto quiche. This is all scrap what I said. It's fine.
Oh, disgusting. Be so like vinegary. All right. That sounds fabulous.
Well,
what did
it.
You think of it?
I loved it. It's my favorite dish to make. If I do a big one, I do it in a cast iron pan. I did it this way because you can just grab and go in the morning.
Yeah.
You can eat them cold. You can eat them hot. You can do whatever you want with these things. But that's
fantastic.
That's my first egg recipe. What did you make, Jacqueline?
All right. So because I was unclear on the rules and I kept going.
We have no rules.
Right. That's what I kept telling myself.
So
what are you doing? You want to be a bad guy all the time.
we'll get into that when it comes to my bread dish. But go on. A little foreshadow there.
So I also did a quiche. It was the first one. Mine, I didn't think to make it super cute and little, though. I went for a whole pie size quiche because I accidentally bought 3 bags of tater tots when I meant to buy one. Because I was online ordering my groceries at 3 in the morning in between sleeping. So I had extra tater tots. So what do you do with that? You make a quiche. So you let the tater tots thaw, smash them all out, par bake it, mix up the eggs. I also don't add milk or water. I've never seen water. That sounds real gross.
Yeah. But I can see someone in the old country swearing by it. Definitely like a milk or cream. But cream, I don't want it to be sweet. So I wouldn't.
Yeah.
Stay away from all that stuff.
Yeah. Same. I do put I had the eggs. I had sharp cheddar, shredded cheddar. I always put a crap ton of cheese, and then also some Swiss in there as well. And I baked it and then just put some parsley on top. Super simple. I think I seasoned it with onion powder, garlic powder, salt, and pepper. This is usually what I season stuff with.
Do you season at the end or do you season in the mixture before?
I season it in the zhuzhing, the whisking stage, and then pour it in and bake it.
How many eggs do you feel like is enough eggs for a quiche?
I usually do 6.
6 seems right.
Yeah? Is that how many you used for your little egg? Yeah. I don't know. Half dozen is just, that seems like a solid thing. Mm. Solid number. That's also how many I had needed to use up. So I don't like having an egg carton in there with 1 or 2 eggs.
Yeah, it feels like a waste,
It feels yeah, and it's just I have, this is also maybe a me problem, but I've twice dropped them because I will grab it out of the fridge real quick and I grab the light end and they put all the other eggs at the other end. And sometimes if I'm not careful, they just fall on the floor.
Yeah. I'm fairly cognizant of which eggs I pick out to make sure there's a balancing act happening. And I usually go from end to end, meeting in the middle. But sometimes if you just grab it and go in and there's an egg at the end, you're just in trouble. I sometimes will even go way above and beyond and actually cut the egg container down to size. If I only got 2 eggs in there, I'll just cut that egg container down and then just have the eggs in there. And then it's it saves up room in the fridge, but you don't have to worry about it and you're just good to go.
That's next level preparation.
Yeah.
I feel you took some time during this hiatus to really hone in your focus and stuff with cooking. And I feel maybe I'm just as chaotic in the kitchen as I've ever been.
I try to be as efficient as possible. I guess that's going to be my MO for this month at least. But
have you been mise-en-plazing?
Not intentionally. What does that mean?
It's when you get, when you're going to make a recipe, you get everything out and have it all right in front of your workspace.
That's my dream. Watching a Rachel Ray show and she's just got all the bowls ready and she just boom, 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 boom.
Yep.
Yeah, I got to get my sous chef to come in the morning, set that stuff up for me before I can just do it and go.
Yeah, you really got to get on him for that.
So your cheese and tater tots.
Yeah.
Anything else in there? Ingredient wise?
No.
No spinach, no meats, no nothings.
No, cuz I was half and halfing, is it just eggs? I don't know. We'll just do eggs and cheese.
Yeah. Sounds good.
And I put cheese on top also what I don't like about cooking eggs in the oven. Oh, especially when you see them on pizzas and they'll just crack an egg on it because the egg gets that weird shiny film on it and it's like the texture is kind of plasticky. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, I know exactly.
And sometimes there's air bubbles in the whites of it and that just turns my stomach and I can't even try it. So I got to cover it with cheese.
Hide that egg.
Yeah, that's the excuse at least.
Yeah, there's definitely some strange colors in a quiche sometimes. There's definitely parts that maybe don't get mixed up right, but there's just that white. There's some white and yellow and some darker in colors. A quiche is an interesting thing in terms of how it cooks through, I guess.
Very versatile. I made a crab quiche not too long ago. Maybe it was a year ago, but I still remember. And I had cream cheese and crab in that one. That was really good. Oh, and some green onions. A little bit of lemon squirt.
Quiche is the perfect, I got a lot of leftovers, I got to use them.
Mm-hmm.
I got these eggs.
Yep.
Let's go for it. We can just pull whatever
especially if you want to impress someone. Like, Like, it's really kind of, it's pretty easy to make a quiche. You just mix stuff together and chuck it in the oven. But people seem to be impressed when you do it, so.
Yeah, well, I think it comes down to your pan choice, too. Are you using, like, a 9x13 or a Pyrex pan, or are you using a rounded pan, like a casserole dish?
I'm using a pie dish, like what you bake a pie in. Because that way, like, I can get that crust all the way up the side, so then, because tater tots are so oily, I don't have to deal with cleaning eggs off a pan, which I hate. What about you?
Oh, I do everything in the cast iron if I can.
Okay. I haven't ventured out of using the cast iron for anything other than Dutch babies. Like, in the oven, at least.
Yeah, it's fun to do. You make a pizza in there. I had Brussels sprouts that I just chopped up and put on there. They seem to cook better than on a pan. And it's easy to clean, because that's nonstick.
That is easy to clean. That's what I like
cast
about
iron.
It.
So if you got your cast iron seasoned, I think we're going to do a whole segment on cast iron pans. So wait for that one, people.
Seems to be. We seem to be heading that way.
I'm very excited to talk about it. Getting to my next egg dish, I did one of the hardest in people's minds eggs to make. It's not the hardest for me. It's the second. It's the second hardest, probably. A poached egg.
Ah, I almost did that. This show isn't going to be very good if we make the same thing.
No, it'll be great. It'll be like, I think that'll be the fun of it.
Maybe, yeah. So, okay. So I've tried no less than 100 times to figure out how to poach an egg, and I can't figure it out. So please tell me your hacks.
So, I've got a few hacks. The main one is I have a coffee creamer whisk thing, like a foam whisker, you hit the button and it like stirs up your creamer or whatever, whips it up.
Yeah, the frother.
The frother. I have a frother, and I use that in the pot to get the whirlwind, as I like to call it. You get the whirlwind going in the pot, and then you got to crack the egg in there like immediately. Well, first of all, let me go back a bit. You got to get that water to a roaring boil.
A roaring boil.
A roaring boil, as they say.
Okay.
which I never really said out loud before. Now this is very funny. But it's when the bubble, you got like a few bubbles going, and then you got a few more bubbles going. It's like, it's time to get in that hot tub. And
yeah, there's some shrieking.
So you could stir it up by hand. You could do that. I find this this hack to be easier. Some people use vinegar. I will sometimes use vinegar, but if the whirlwind's being reaped good enough, I don't think you need it, to be honest.
Okay.
But some people add like apple cider vinegar or white vinegar, which helps the egg bring into itself, hold on to itself, I think.
Okay. I've not tried it with a frother. I have so many questions.
Yeah.
Because I have made the mistake of trying to do it by hand, and it just turns into like egg drop soup, but without any soup. It's just water and stringy eggs.
Yeah. So once the egg is in the pot, you can't touch it. You can't do anything. You can't do anything to that pot.
Okay. There we go.
You have to let the whirlwind do its thing. 3 minutes is what I find to be the perfect poached egg length. You also have to turn the heat down, or else the boiling of the water is going to break your egg up.
Okay.
So that also might be an issue that's happening. And then definitely. I also have, which I'll show a photo of here, a strainer that I got at the Asian supermarket. That's one of it's just that wooden stick with a wired mesh strainer on it, so it's easy to scoop that egg out there. Use it for deep frying and stuff. And I scoop the egg out after 3 minutes. I put it in a bowl with a napkin because it's very wet. And then you just dab a little bit, let it cool. And then then it's a poached egg. I add a little bit of cracked pepper. And I love to serve mine with tomato for whatever reason. It just tastes good.
Gotta have tomato.
Yeah.
See, I wonder if that's because our bellies are not super fans of eggs. Because if I eat eggs with like acid, like tomato, then it seems to settle better.
I haven't tried doing that, like counteracting what the egg's doing. I might have to try that.
I like to try and fix my stomach problems with more different kinds of food. So when you're done with your poached egg, is it like runny in the middle, or is it like a soft boiled consistency?
It's runny.
It's runny. Okay. All right, that's, I'm going to have to try that, because all the mistakes you're talking about, I literally do every single one of those. Like, I stir it by hand, I try and keep the water going, like, while I'm supposed to not be touching it, apparently.
Right. You can't no.
All
once,
those.
Once the egg's in the pot, the only thing you can do is scoop it out after 3 minutes.
The first time I tried to make a poached egg, because I was concerned about the water of, like, it's just going to be sopping wet on my toast. So I this is so dumb. I used a strainer. Like the little like mesh ones that are like really tight, because I thought it would be gentler, and it just made such a horrible mess. Like egg yolk dripping all over the sink. Yeah. Oh my God.
You don't strain it. You gotta put it on a cloth and just dab it.
Okay. All right. I'll have to give that a try.
Mm-hmm. If you want to be real fancy while you're stirring, or you get someone else to stir, while they're stirring, you can drop the egg in. So there's no time between not stirring and the egg falling in, but with the machine, with the frothing machine, it was easy.
Yeah, I have one of those for like coffee drinks, and it's the first time I used it, I also made a mess because I didn't realize the power that they have.
Oh,
they just
boy.
Like spray everywhere.
You try to clean that thing, because water gets all over the kitchen.
Yep. Lesson learned. So how was it?
Delicious.
How do you rate your poached eggs?
I didn't eat Delicious. It, but I know it was good.
Okay.
I was commenting that it was simple, that it was a little too simple, but that's the way I like to keep a poached egg. Some people want to use like a hollandaise sauce or like a, I don't even know, like a creme fraiche I even thought about making, but I was like, I don't even know how to start to do that. So I didn't even think about it, but.
Yeah. I've had creme fraiche recently. It's very good. I don't know how to make it.
Yeah, it's like
fresh cream?
Three different sugars and cream or something, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that would be good. I also like to keep it simple. And I think, I mean, after having a quiche, I think the next egg recipe can be simple. That makes sense.
Speaking of which, was your next recipe simple, Jacqueline? What was your second egg?
It was just your classic sunny side up fried egg.
Oh.
Classic, because I wanted it to go with my meat dish that we'll talk about in another episode. But I had my secret for the sunny side up eggs where it's like runny in the middle still, like runny yolk, is you have to use a cast iron pan. I cannot do it unless I have a cast iron pan.
Yeah, like, I've never been able to cook eggs until I have a cast iron pan.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess scrambled eggs, but I don't even know if I did those right. yeah, so it has to be hot, and you have to have your butter in there, and then let the foam like fizzle out, and then you can slap your eggs in there. And like that one, I've learned to just not touch. Mm-hmm. Like put the eggs in, then put the seasoning on, then just wait till like the edges you can see them start to come up a little bit. Yeah, and then I flip it just because I don't like the.
So that's over easy, I think now.
Oh, it is? Okay, I lied. So. I did over easy. But it still had a runny, like, middle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so
I get confused.
Runny middle. So this whole egg debacle is, I mean, so easy means it is runny. That's the easy, medium, and hard is the yolk, is how hard the yolk is. So if it's easy, it's runny. If it's medium, it's a little bit runny. If it's hard, it's basically like a hard-boiled egg.
Okay.
And then when you up sunny side, so it's the egg isn't broken, so that's the sunny part. And then when it's the sunny side up, you don't flip it. When it's sunny side down, that's when the flip happens.
So can it be sunny side down and over easy?
Yes, I believe. Or no, sunny side. I think it's just called over easy at that point.
Okay.
I think the sunny side goes away. I need some egg experts to correct me.
Yeah, we should have somebody like a consultant come in. Okay, let me start over. I made eggs over easy.
I believe you did. Now, if I'm wrong, that's my fault, but I this is my understanding of eggs.
Yeah. So I did that. But I got the yolk perfectly where like the, like, so it didn't break at all, which only happens like half the time. But it like the outer edges of the yolk were like almost starting to get to the soft boiled consistency, which I think is what helped it stay. But then like I like touched the egg and it just like broke and oozed that like golden yellow deliciousness everywhere.
So you break your yolk after it's on the plate, right?
Yeah.
And do you toast or do you use anything to like sop it up, or are you just eating the runny egg?
No, I got... The only reason I like the runny eggs is because I like to sop it up with stuff. Mm-hmm. Usually it is like a meat, whatever meat thing I'm eating with it.
Oh, yeah.
Spoilers. Mm-hmm. Or it is like if... like I really like to have like... sunny side up eggs with like pancakes or French toast and stuff. So I'll have it, dip it with that bread. Or even just like straight up like avocado toast or whatever. I'll dip it, I'll sop it up. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What about you?
When I did eat it, I'd usually put it like in a sandwich or in a tortilla, I think.
With a runny.
With a runny yolk, yeah. Yeah.
Did you often, like, was it often messy?
A little bit, but that's kind of the fun.
Yeah, it's true.
And if you, it's not going to, like, ooze out, because if it hits that bread, it's getting soaked up into the bread one way or the other. So,
unless it's gluten-free bread, and then it will continue to ooze.
Oh, boy. Just oozes.
All over your clothes.
Water retardant gluten-free bread.
Yeah, like a dish sponge, unless it's like pre-moistened, it just rolls off.
Like a duck's back.
Ooh, a fried duck with an egg would be good.
Or a fried duck egg.
I've never had.
No, never. I would.
I bought some, and then I got really nervous if it was going to make me sick, so I didn't eat it, and I gave it to somebody else.
I recently found out that the only reason we don't eat turkey eggs is because they don't make them as frequently as a chicken makes eggs. But otherwise, there's really no difference. They're a little bigger, but like you just can't get, there's not as many turkey eggs in the world as there are chicken eggs in the world, in the world.
Oh, okay.
That's the only issue.
Chickens are kind of like a perfect food for humans, you know? Mm. They just give and give and give.
Yeah. People even eat those chicken feet. So every part of that animal gets eaten at some point.
I have seen a lot of recipes pop up lately about like chicken foot soup and stuff.
It makes sense for like a broth, but I'm not going to be biting into a foot. But, I'll use it for a broth. That sounds okay.
I think I would be more comfortable with it if all the like pictures and videos I saw didn't have little tiny toenails on it. That's just like a bit much.
I agree.
Yeah, bit much.
Yeah, it's like if birds and fish had teeth, I probably wouldn't eat it. I don't know.
No.
I'd have to think about it.
No. If you make stock with feet, do you also put the beaks in?
I'm going to go out on a limb and say the beaks don't have much flavor. But I could maybe put the eyeballs in. I don't know. This is a hard question.
But like collagen would be in a beak, right?
Am I chopping off the whole chicken head and using that in the broth back in the day?
Maybe. People that do like fish head soup, why not chicken?
It just pops up.
Oh, God. If it was a family chicken like you recognize.
Oliver, no!
You name your chicken Oliver? Wait, are you eating a rooster?
I don't know. So that was also another thing that I was thinking about is do we eat roosters as well as chickens, or do we just? I think we eat a bull, cow, like a cow in a bull. I think are both beef.
Yeah.
But
yes.
But the chicken is just the female chicken. So we're only eating the lady chickens,
just
right?
The little hens. Yeah. Okay. What I was told is that we don't eat roosters because they're too sinewy.
Oh.
Like they're too like lean from like running around and angry attacking and whatever roosters are up to.
I don't know. Just crowing in the morning and being jerks, I bet. Let us know who you think won today's challenge by voting in our Instagram, our YouTube comments, emailing us topropechef@gmail.com or joining us at patreon.com/topropechef. It will probably even count your votes more if you're paying us at Patreon. So keep that in mind.
We'll count them double.
Yeah, we'll make it trouble. Thank you for joining us on this episode. We're going to be tackling meat next in our breakfast off. So
get ready for meat.